I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a Native group in South Dakota wants to see action from the federal government, not just an apology, for Indian boarding schools. And Vice Presidential Democratic candidate Tim Walz holds a rally on the Navajo Nation. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native people across the country are responding to President Joe Biden's formal apology Friday for federal Indian boarding school policies. KUNC's Emma Vandenhainde has reaction from Colorado. In South Dakota, a Native group wants to see action, not just an apology. South Dakota Public Broadcasting C.J. Keene has more. Meanwhile, the Harris-Walz campaign held an event on the Navajo Nation. Dignitaries included Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin, former Navajo Presidents Joe Shirley and Jonathan Nez, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, and U.S. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, delivered remarks. KGLP's Rachel Cobb reports. The Navajo Times reports the Trump campaign held a webinar with Navajo Republicans supporting Donald Trump for president, while the rally for Harris-Walz took place on the Navajo Nation. Trump supporters include former Navajo Nation Vice President Myron Leiser. Leiser reportedly campaigned for Trump along with a group of people in Window Rock as the Harris-Walz event was taking place. They held signs and flags along roads during the vice presidential candidate's visit to the reservation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.